Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday morning, and welcome to our Sunday morning Shir in Hilchos Eben HaEzer and Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer. We are in Siman Vav, finishing up Siman Vav, and we're talking about situations where somebody does something that's not so good or inappropriate in their marriage, and are they allowed to stay married, or if they're not yet married, are they allowed to marry a Kohen? And we are going to right now take all of a Masechta and boil it down to about three lines. We're going to take Masechta Sota, and much of Masechta Sota talks about what you do when a woman is a Sota and how a woman becomes a Sota. What's the proper procedure in the Beis HaMikdash to deal with a Sota? And what we're going to do is, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so we can't regularly process a Sota as the Torah would like us to. And we don't have the whole Mahalach of Sota. However, there is a very dangerous situation that could be created by the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the following. The situation is that the idea or the possibility of a woman who's accused by her husband of you know, being a little too flirty, and therefore he gives her a warning, he's mekani her, and she ends up being beyichud with somebody, and there are witnesses that she's beyichud with somebody. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, the waters of the Sota would allow her to clarify this situation. Did she do anything wrong? Did she not do anything wrong? If she did something wrong, of course, she'll just explode. If she didn't do anything wrong, she's allowed to go back to her husband. She's allowed to go back to her family. The problem is that now that we don't have this option of the Mei Sota to clarify what it really happened, we don't know. It's a question mark. Once a woman will be in the status of a Sota, she will be Usur without any remedy. She'll be stuck in her iser to her husband, and she will have to get, she'll not be able to be with her husband anymore because she has a status as Sota. So therefore, a very important rule will come out of the following. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is going to be halach lemaisa, all of Masechta Sota, halach lemaisa here in one line. Let's see the Rambam first, and then we'll see the Rambam will be expressed in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Kol Isha, you see it on the screens, hope it's clear. If it's not, please let me know. Kol Isha, Shekinei La Baila. Any woman that her husband warned her, don't hang out with so-and-so. Vinistra, and she was found to be Beseser, meaning she had Yichud with that person. She was found to be having Yichud with so-and-so. Velo Shasas Meisota, and she didn't drink the Meisota. So her own husband, she can't marry. She can't stay married with him. And even if she gets divorced, we will not allow her to be with a Kohen. What did she do? She was a married woman. Her husband warned her, I see you flirting with so-and-so, stay away from him. She was found to have yichud with that guy, that so-and-so. That's all. This woman, in any subsequent marriage, even if they get a divorce, will not be able to marry a Kohen. Why? Mipnei shehi safek zona. Wow. A woman who's a Sota, we don't know if she did anything. We don't know if she ever touched the guy. If the guy touched her, but we give her a status of a Suffolk Zona. Now, this will be true even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What do you mean? There's no such thing as a Suffolk Sota in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Just give her the drink, and the waters will prove that she either did something wrong, or she's totally fine, and she was falsely accused. So there are possibilities that we won't be able to give her the water. Bein Shalom Ratzas Hilish Tos. Let's say it's in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and she doesn't want to drink the waters. Maybe the husband has pity on her and he's, you know, he thinks she might have cheated on him, but they you know, deep down he loves her. She was a good mother for so many years. She was a good wife for so many years. Maybe he thinks that she cheated on him possibly, but she doesn't want him, but the husband doesn't want his wife to explode. Imagine the trauma, the kids, you know, a husband saying, I'm going to make you drink and you'll explode, and the kids will see that, Rahman al-Islam. It'll be terribly traumatic for the kids. So maybe for the kids' sake, he doesn't want to give her to drink. So she won't drink. And we'll never be able to clarify if she's Tahora or not. Or there's some other technical reason. Maybe there's a certain edus that prevents her to drink whatever the situation would be. Maybe the ones who warned her not to, you know, hang out with so-and-so wasn't her husband, but it was the Beis Din. The Beis Din had a sense that she's a little too flirtatious with a certain guy, and the Beis Din want to rein her in, and they say, don't hang out with so-and-so. I guess in that situation, I haven't seen that part of Sota yet. Maybe in such a situation, we don't give her the drink. Alternatively, Bein Shahai Samin Hanashim She'en Ru'uyos Lishtos, certain women aren't in the parasha of drinking the Meis Sota. In all those situations, Ho V'lo Shasas Mikol Makam Harez V'asura L'Kahuna Misafik. This woman will maintain a status of being a Safik if she was Mizana under her husband. And therefore, that's called a Safik Zona. And therefore, a woman whom we don't know if she, while she was married to her husband, had an extramarital affair, she will have a classification of a Safik Sota. It was never able to be clarified with the Mei Sota. And therefore, we are going to say that she can't be, well, as a Safik Sota, she's not allowed to be with her husband. And even that, after the divorce, she's not going to be able to be with any other, with the Kohen. She can marry a regular guy, but with the Kohen, she won't be able to marry. Now, the Magen Mishnah clarifies what I already told you. Kol Eile Shehizkiru Son Rabbeinu Kan, Bechlal, Hein Asuras Al Baalein. The husband himself, in all these situations where the woman is, you know, ends up being, having been warned and was found to have yichud with the guy, the husband can't live with her. Whether the husband's a Yisrael or a Kohen, the husband's off limits. That's a given. This Rambam that we're speaking about is adding that besides the fact that she can't be with her husband, she's also not going to be, if she gets divorced or her husband dies, in a future marriage, she will also not be able to marry a Kohen because she has a status of a Safek Zona. That's what the Magen Mishnah concludes and says, Ubir Rabbeinu Bekan, the Rambam that we just learned was pointing out, She'emesu ba'aleihem v'lo gershum, even if, let's say, of course, if the first husband divorced his wife because she did something inappropriate, of course a Kohen can't marry her, she's a divorcee, she's a grusha. But even if the first husband died, and we don't know that she did anything wrong, but it's a question mark if she did anything wrong. So she's that if she did something wrong, she'd be a zona. She did znus. She had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to, like somebody besides her husband. That would make her zona. We're not sure about that. She's a suffix zona. Suffix zona cannot marry a Kohen, even though she's not a grusha. That's the situation that we're learning about. Now, why is this? Where do you get this, that this woman who's not allowed, this woman who's a, what we're calling a Safek Zona, meaning a woman who, a Sota woman. Where do you see in the Torah that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Sota? So again, did a Sota do anything wrong? No. I mean, maybe. We don't know. We don't know. That's why we have the Meis Sota to clarify, but without the Meis Sota, we don't know if she did anything wrong.
It says in the Torah, Rabbi,
no? Right, but we don't know. A Sota is not a Zona. A Zona did something wrong. A Sota is a question mark.
It's a Suffolk Sota, no?
So you're saying it's a Suffolk Isadoraisa?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I also wonder about what you say. Presumably she should be a Suffolk Zona, and that should be enough. But the Magen Mishnah continues to say that it's actually an explicit Pasuk that tells us that this woman, whom we don't know what she did, is actually Asa D'Raisa, even without using the concept of a Safek Zona. Look at this. Mavur b'perakama de Sota, that when it comes to the parasha of Sota, where a woman is accused, I'm sorry, is warned by her husband, stay away from so-and-so, and is found to have yichud with him, that's what we call a Sota. The Torah there by the Sota says the word v'nitma agimel pa'amim, says the Gemara in Sota. Echelobal, want to tell us that once she's in this Sota status, and we don't know if anything happened, she's at that point also to be with her husband anymore, ve'achad la'boel, and she's also off limits to be with the alleged boel forever, ve'achad la'kuhuna, and there's an explicit pasuk. Again, the third time that the Torah says that this Sota is nitma, one is to tell us that she's tameya for the husband, one to tell us that she's tameya to be with this suitor, this alleged friend. And thirdly, another part-time Torah says that she's Tumea is to say that a Sota is Asur to Kahuna.
I think there's another version of this Gemara that says the third Vinitma is Laturuma, not Lakahuna. Which,
yes,
doesn't imply her Asur to marry, but just to consume Truma.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good...
If she's married to a Kohen, she couldn't eat Truma anymore.
I believe you're right. Not sure what to say. I believe you're right. Upashot, who concludes the Magen Mishnah, Shekol Fine. Okay. Whatever the stat, that we'll leave that out for now. So, is this halach l'maisa nowadays? It is, because a husband could warn his wife. There could be edim that they saw them hang out together, and then we don't have the meisota to deal with it and to clarify our question marks. So you could very much have a situation where a woman, bizman hazeh, could be this sota situation, and will have to carry all the problems of being a sota or with her. So therefore, based on that, the Shulchan Aruch passes as follows: Kolisha, Shekinile Bala Oy Beistin, which we'll see in a minute, Vinistera, a woman again who was warned by her husband, stay away from Yankel. Vinistera, and she ended up going in Yichud with that man. Veloshas is Meisota for whatever reason, including now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, that's a good reason. Asura Lebaila, Afil Yisrael, she's off limits from her husband. Ve'imeis Baila, and even if her husband dies, if she gets divorced, of course she's a Grusha, she can't marry a Kohen, but even if her husband dies, she will forevermore be Asura LeKohen.
Kohen. Well, in fact, he is required to divorce her.
Yeah, he's Asura, she's Asura LeBaila.
I think she gets her Ksuba too, because she's not a Vaday Sota, but that's a side point. But he's required to divorce her, I think.
Yeah, she's Asura LeBaila.
Just like any woman who refuses to go up, who refuses to go in those days to Beis HaMikdash, in that case, she doesn't get her Ksuba, but she gets divorced for this.
Yeah, she's Asura LeBaila. Asura LeBaila would mean that she would get divorced, yeah. Now, that we finished the Sif, and halacha lemaisa, it's actually very important, and I'll tell you why. I mean, not for anyone here, but it is very important that a husband, bizman hazeh, should be careful, even if he doesn't like how his wife is, acting, he has to be very careful what he says to her and how he says it to her. Because if a husband would say, I don't want you to talk to so-and-so or hang out with so-and-so, and if she would happen to, at any time in the future, hang out with him. Let's say the husband says, this plumber, I don't really like the, rubs me the wrong way about that plumber. Do me a favor, don't call this plumber anymore. I don't want you to call this plumber anymore. And let's say two Adim heard that conversation.
You need two Adim.
Yeah, two Adim heard the conversation. They were talking they had Shabbos guests. And at the Shabbos table, the husband turns to his wife. They're talking Lashon Hara, and they talk about the plumber. And, he's a weird guy. He hits on all the young ladies in the neighborhood. The husband says, yeah, and I remember I saw you talking to him. He was, like, winking at you. And there are people at the Shabbos. There are other two kosher witnesses at the Shabbos table, a few other couples. He turns to his wife and says, sweetheart, you really shouldn't be talking to that plumber. You really shouldn't be with that plumber. Okay, 3 weeks later, the kitchen sink is backed up, the toilet's broken, and she looks down the list, and the only name that she has for the plumber is the one on the refrigerator, and it's that guy. So she says, okay, I know my husband doesn't like him so much, but I need to fix the sink, I have to cook for Shabbos, I have to cook for Pesach. She calls the plumber, and two people, there's no one else home, see the plumber truck pull up, the plumber gets out of the truck, goes into the house, and now it's just she and he in the house. A guy comes to the front door, sees the front door is locked. That's Yichud. Guess what? This woman, Bizman Hazeh, is a Sota. The guy comes home, and he hears that he sees the plumbing truck pull out. As he's pulling in, the plumbing truck pulls out. He doesn't know what happened in that house. She has a din Sota Midaraisa, I think. So, you know what he just did? He just made his wife usher to him. He just made his wife have to get divorced because he set her up to be in a sota situation. In the good old days when we had the Beis HaMikdash, this would be clarified with the Meisota. He'd take her to the Beis HaMikdash, she'd drink, and she'd either drop dead and explode in front of her eyes, or she'd be, she'd have all the brachas and then live a happy life together. But we don't have that opportunity to clarify this situation, and therefore, the husband has to be careful not to be Mekane, his wife. Yeah, what were you saying, Pesach?
Would it perhaps be hetter for this wife that maybe the husband, does he have to designate Aiden?
No, I don't think there's any halach of designating Aiden when it comes to Kinu Yastira. No, as far as I know. Okay, so now we mentioned the scenario that I just mentioned that the husband warns his wife, stay away from so-and-so, but we had here the Shulchan Aruch added those two words that you see in purple that I have highlighted if the Beis Din warned him, what's this, that the Beis Din warns this woman, stay away from so-and-so, that could create a sota? So this is the Gemara in Sota and Chav Dalet, that there are certain people that the Beis Din has the capacity to warn, even if the husband doesn't warn. Ve'elish a Beis Din mekanen lahen, mishen ischarish baila. Let's say the husband is a mute. He has some kind of, he had throat cancer, he had his vocal cords removed or something like that. Whatever it is, he's a mute, or he's a stama mute. Onish tata, the husband went crazy. And this woman obviously is living on her own. She's married, she can't get a get, she's living on her own. She's obviously very lonely. And, she's looking for other people to hang out with. And the Beis Din sees that, you know, she's not necessarily going in the right direction. I feel bad for her. Here's a woman who's stuck in a marriage. Her husband's, who knows what, is stuck in jail. Her husband's in a psych ward. Her husband's in some kind of insane asylum. And her husband is just stomp out to lunch mentally. And so she starts, building relationships with other men. So the Beis Din would intervene and say, young lady, halachically, I know it's sad. I know it's a difficult situation, but you're married. And you can't be hanging out with other men and having, these kinds of emotional relationships with other men and these kinds of conversations with other men to such a great extent, and we're worried that something could go too far, and therefore we're warning you. So that would also be a case of this situation. If she would end up being found to have yichud with that man that the Beis Din warns her to stay away from, so she also would never be able to marry a Kohen again, even if her husband would die. Okay, now that we just learned all of Hilchas Sota from a practical perspective, Zman Hazeh, because the rest of Hilchas Sota is only with Zman Beis Hamikdash, but this is a practical aspect of Hilchas Sota. Okay, now we're going to go to the next Se'if. That was just Se'if Tesvav of Simen Vav. Now we're going to go to the next Se'if, a new topic in Evan HaEzer. Okay, the next topic is what happens when a woman, people start talking about a certain girl in the community that, she's a zona, that she, a woman has a reputation that she's a little bit promiscuous. She went to some, a girl from the community went to some, Binghamton or some, I don't know, offense if any of you went to Binghamton, or some state college out of town, went to Mississippi, and she comes back to town, wants to get married, and people talk about, that she was very, she was a little bit promiscuous, maybe more than a little bit promiscuous wherever she was. So now she's going out with your next door neighbor, and your next door neighbor happens to be a Kohen. What are you going to say? You're going to say, Mr. Kohen, she might have, you don't know anything at all. All you know is that there's a rumor that she went to some secular state college, and out of town state college. We know what happens there, and she definitely had the reputation of being a party girl. And now she's going out with your next door neighbor, whose last name is Cohn. So you stop it. She's going out with your daughter, and your last name is Cohn. Do you let her go out with your daughter? Do you let your son go out with this girl? Okay, Amar Rava. This is a Gemara in Gittin, Peites Amar Aleph. Amar Rava, Yatzal Hashem Mizana Be'ir. There's a rumor that this girl was Mizana. Rashi points out, Le'isha Penuya Be'ir. Right, we're talking about a single girl. A single girl has a reputation. Now, obviously, who are we worried about? If she has an ill reputation with other boys who yeshiva kids or ex-yeshiva kids, so, okay. So she'll find a good guy, and he'll find, somebody who could share their background, and there will be a perfect match for each other. The problem is that the shame is Zana that she has, she wasn't, hanging around the neighborhood in the Five Towns or in Brooklyn or in Lakewood. She was hanging around Binghamton University or Mississippi State or South California State, UCLA or something, where there are a lot of other men, like Dr. Ashi, shame is Zana, Ove Kochavim, Ula Ever, such that if she did do anything with these kinds of people, with the Gentiles in that secular university, she'll post another summon HaKahuna. So again, if she mamish did, and she would tell us, yes, I was Mizana, I lived with a Gentile while I was in college, So we know that she's Pasula from Kuna. But here she comes back. She doesn't say a word. We don't know anything. We just have our hunches. There are rumors. So could this girl go out with a Kohen in our neighborhood? Says the Gemara, Ein Chol Shishin La, we're not worried about it. No problem. Ein Chol Shishin La, Zog Drashi La Osu La Kuna. She could marry a Kohen. Why not? My Taima. Pritzusa Ba'alma Hu Dechazilai. Rumors like this don't start because people know that she was definitely had Bia with a guy. They saw inappropriate interactions. Rashi is very, very explicit. Pritzusa ba'amo dechazula. These rumors start because they saw her being inappropriate. Meaning she sichika b'shuk. They're playing in the market. Omiech la bein tadeha. Rashi is being very explicit. He's touching her a little bit in an inappropriate way. But that's how rumors start. You see, you know, they're going out. You see this this couple. They're kissing behind the the amusement park behind the hot dog stand. You see them, you know, kissing on the lips, and so the people say, "Oh, she must have been with him." And back in town, back when they come, you know, the rumors back in her hometown is that she was with this Gentile, based on these rumors. And the Gemara says that's how rumors start. You don't have to assume that anything really happened. People just saw some inappropriate activities and, you know, assumed the next step occurred as well. And therefore, we don't have to consider her to be off limits to a kohen. That's the Gemara in Gittin, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in the next Seif in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Siman Tes Zayin in Shulchan Aruch, Evan HaEzer, Siman Vav. Yatza L'Hashem Mizana Be'ir. Bad rumors go out about a woman that she had... As a single girl, she's been around the block with a guy. Ein choshesh in la. We're not concerned. We don't have to accept such rumors. Va'afilu hotzia baila mishum she'avra al das Yehudis. Let's say she was married to a husband. And her husband divorced her because she started dressing, you know, very inappropriately. That's avra al das Yehudis. She started dressing. She took off her sheitel. She took off her hair. She stopped covering her hair. And she's, you know, going to bars without him. Oh, be'edi davar mechur. And the husband wants to get rid of her because he saw that there were edim that she was involved with, you know, again, things, you know, going to bad places. But again, they didn't see anything specific. They didn't see anything explicitly. But they saw that, you know, there again, people, she's been cited in the bar, you know, sitting on the lap of other men in a bar. So he wants to divorce her, but he didn't get a chance to divorce. So Mays called the Shanasan Laget. So now he dies. She's an Almana, right? An Almana isn't allowed to marry a Kohen. Guess what? Hare Zumu Teres La Kohen. We do not know that she's a Zona. We do not know that she was with a Gentile. And therefore, she is permitted to marry a Kohen. You can't assume that just because she was inappropriate, just because she was promiscuous, that means she actually had Bia with a Gentile. You don't have the right to make that step forward. That's the way our Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we just finished this sif in the Shulchan Aruch. But if we turn back a few weeks, actually a few months for us, because we go very slowly, and we go back to Siman Dalet, two simanim ago, we had another discussion. Maybe some of this discussion about a woman with a reputation rang a bell. And there we talked about a woman who had a bad reputation, and there the Shulchan Aruch seemed to say that we are concerned that a woman's bad reputation might have made her a zona and she's off limits to a kohen. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch there said. Zok the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalet, Sif Tezvav, which is again many weeks ago. Eishes ish, shiyotza le'akol shoysa mezana tachas baila. There's a rumor that this married woman was mezana while married to her husband. V'hakol meranenach, everyone's talking about her. So the Gemara says, so the Shulchan Aruch passes, we're not worried about the children to make them amzerim. Ein choshishin lebanei Hashem mehim amzerim. Why? Because each child who is born, you could assume that he was either the child of this random guy that she's accused of being with, or the father, or her husband. We assume Rov Bilas Achar Baal, and therefore Rov will define this child to not be a mamzer, rather to be the product of the real husband. But she herself, all she needs is one bia with a Gentile to make her off limits to Kohen. Aval hi ba'atzma. You have a married woman with rumors. Everyone's speaking rumors about her that she's been with somebody outside of her husband. Choshesh in la mishum zona. We will listen to those rumors. we'll be concerned that she has a din of a zona. Again, a zona means that you're with somebody who you're not allowed to be with. If you're single, that means a guy. If you're a married woman, anyone besides your husband makes you a zona. So she's a married woman. If she had to be with anybody, whether Jewish or not Jewish, it's not her husband. If that rumor is true, she's a zona. And therefore, concludes the Shulchan Aruch, the Kohen Choshish Lomidin Torah. The Kohen has to be concerned on a Doraisa level, Achshash and Issa Doraisa, that maybe his wife did something and the Kohen can't be with her anymore. The Kohen has to throw her out, or she can never marry a Kohen.
Is that what that means? Or does it mean he has to investigate further? It doesn't say she's usher to him, it says a Choshish law. That means usher, as you understand.
Yeah, Choshish law means again. If you could prove otherwise, but if you can't prove her innocence, then Choshish means
she's lost her Cheskes Kashrus.
Yeah, she's lost more than just she's lost her Cheskes Kashrus. He has to assume the worst. So Rabosai, we just found the stira in Shulchan Aruch. Today's sif in Shulchan Aruch that we just did in Simin Vav, over here right above, said that if a woman has if a rumor goes out that a woman was Mizana, we're not worried about it. It's just pritzis. And here, Simon Dalit, 2 Simonim ago, it says that if a woman has a rumor, we didn't see anything, there are no edus that she was Mizana, but there are rumors. We accept the rumors, and we'll answer this woman to her husband or to future Kohanim.
One is a married woman, one is an unmarried woman.
Baruch shekivanta to the chelkas mechokek, at least to one answer. Let's see that. That's the Bach's answer. Let's see that, Dr. Jet, right now. Frek the chelkas mechokek by us. He asks, wait a second. Why did we say in our Shulchan Aruch that we're not worried about rumors and that she's mutaras the kohen? Frek the chelkas mechokek l'el b'simin dalid siftesov pasak v'choshish in lamishim zona v'kohen choshish lamidin Torah. We have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm going to jump a line to do what Dr. Jared just said. Dr. Jared said what the Bach answers, and he says that there's a fundamental difference between a rumor about a single girl who went off to college and came back to town, as opposed to a rumor about a married woman. Here in Simon Vav, where we're not concerned with the rumors, that's when there were rumors about her while she was single. But there we were accepted the rumors, that's because she was an Eishes Ish. Dr. Jarrett, I hear the chiluk. Could you please provide for me a mechalik? Could you provide for me a svara why? If a woman is single, we say, it's fine. If a woman is married, then we assume that the rumor is true. If anything, I might have said, if a woman is single and you assume that and you accept her, you accept the rumors, then what did you just do to her? You said that she could only marry 90% of the population. Kohanim will be off limits for her. But if a married woman, you accept the rumor, you just broke her family up. She has to divorce her husband. She's going to lose her children. I mean, not really, but theoretically. So, why? Yes, I hear there's a chiluk, and you're right. The Shulchan Aruch is the Bach is Medayik. The Shulchan Aruch is talking here. You could see these words right here.
We want to present Mamzeris, Rabbi. By a married woman,
we're not going to assume that there's Mamzeris, because Mamzeris is only going to be if the father of this baby was this adulterer. And regarding any specific baby, we'll say that Rov Bias of the mother is Acher Habal. So we're not going to assume that this baby is a product of that.
Yeah, but once this happens, then the child is a follower.
The child of that Usur Bia would be a Mamzer, but all subsequent Bias and all subsequent children that she'll have with her husband will be the husband's.
If he's Issatar, then they're Usur.
But he's only Usur to her if you believe. He's only Usur to her if you believe the rumors. Don't believe the rumors.
One difference, maybe, Rabbi, is that with the Ish, it's a chenik. She's going to, it's much more severe, whereas with the Penuya, it's a machlok, it's a lav.
So what you're saying is so counterintuitive. There's a bigger avera, you should assume she did it, but if it's a smaller avera, then we're not worried that she did it. You assume that people did do big averas, and that's. They only assume that you did really big averas. I would say, fakert. Dr. Jarrett, they're trying to say, I'm giving you a hard time, Dr. Okay. Jarrett. They're your friends.
Yeah, no, so now let me answer. So, I mean, you make arguments both ways. With the New Year, you could say she's being Shomer Basulim because she wants to make sure she doesn't get found out at some point in the future. With a married woman, she's no longer Basula, so what's one more guy? We'll get away with it. You can make the other argument that the married woman is worried about her husband and she's going to make sure she doesn't get caught because often they, it's going to be more than just you won't eat her toast. But the Pnuya said, who cares? I'll just find another guy.
Right. So I don't know.
Arguments both ways.
Yeah, I hear that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I hear that. So that's what that's how the Bach resolves this. Stira between the difference between a pnuya, we're not going to believe rumors, and a married woman, we will believe rumors. And again, two sides of the coin. Why should that be significant? What's Mr. Bergman? What do you want to say?
Which sif is the one that's pnuya? So sif tazayin.
Yeah, the one that we're doing.
So,
where we're not worried.
There's a bailo involved over here. No?
That's in the second half. That's even in the case where. You know, even if it would be in a case where there's a rumor, and even to the extent of if the rumor was even so significant that if she would have been married, her husband would have divorced her, still, we don't believe the rumor. Okay, but there's another answer to this, Stira and Shulchan Aruch. That's the Chalkas Mechokik's personal resolution. Says the Chalkas Mechokik to answer this contradiction, whether we believe rumors or we don't believe rumors, Tzarech Lomar, says the Chalkas Mechokik, Dil El Shiny. The Shulchan Aruch earlier, where it says that we are worried and we will accept a rumor, dehoil dehakol meraninim achareha v'daima tvei v'hevi ke'edim. There it's talking about, if you look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch, where we do assume that there are rumors, the Shulchan Aruch added three words. Everyone's talking about her. You know, there's a rumor and there's a rumor. The one in Siman Dalet, where we assume that she's will accept the rumor, is everyone's talking about this. The whole world knows that she went to, it was on the front page of, you know, Five Towns Central and the Five Towns Jewish Times and the Jewish Home, that this girl, you know, went to that fraternity party at, you know, at when she was in, you know, University of Texas, and everyone knows what happened there, and the whole world's talking about it. Masha Ein Kain, V'hacha Mayrei, but here in Siman Vav, where we don't accept the rumor, Raksha Shnei Edim, Rav Ba'adav Mechur. Two guys saw her kiss a guy behind the vending machine at the amusement park, and that's based on these two witnesses, nothing more. So it's qualitatively a different type of rumor. There are rumors and there are rumors. If it's according to this explanation, if it's a lower level rumor where it's not sufficient to, it's just two people saw her do something inappropriate. I know two, but they didn't see Bia. They saw inappropriate behavior. You know, they were kissing on the lips with a guy or something like that. So that's not enough of a rumor to assume that she lived with a guy, that she had an intimate relationship with a guy. A physical intimate relationship with a guy. Masha Ein Kein, when everyone's talking about it, everybody knows about it, that's the kind of rumor that we will make her indeed off limits. That's the answer, not distinguishing between a pnuya as opposed to a nesua, but rather a distinction based on how much of a rumor, how strong a rumor are we facing. Okay. Now, let's see a halacha l'maisa story that the Chasam Sofer was presented with. Pesachei Tshuva quotes the following Chasam Sofer, Siman Yud Ches. Let's read the story, and let's see if the Chasam Sofer could save this family. I am b'tshuvas Chasam Sofer al das Yisrael shadar ben ha'umos yechidi. There's a Jew who lived in a. He didn't live in the Jewish shtetl. He worked in business. He had a company, he had a factory in Taiwan or something. He had a factory in China, some town in China. And he had a daughter. And of course, for Shiduchim, he sent her to New York, he sent her to Eretz Yisrael for Shiduchim. Ubito is kasher b'shiduch l'koin achad. So she is engaged to a young guy named Mr. Cohn. V'yatza kol sheharsa liznus v'shiyolda. And there's a rumor, and it was a long engagement. It was, let's say, a long engagement. And during the engagement, there was a rumor that she was pregnant with somebody from somebody. Not from him, not from Mr. Cohen, her fiancé. V'hiv avasel machishim v'omrim, no, I wasn't pregnant. I was sick for a few months, and I had some hormonal imbalances. I didn't have my regular period. V'hiv avasel machishim v'omishmachas cholinis akei vesta ezachadashim. Yeah, there's a few months, she didn't have a period. I don't know why everyone knows whether or not a woman had her period or not, but okay. And Valzie Deza Hotzia Aurelus Achas Shame Rahanal, and that terrible housekeeper that we used to have, that non-Jewish housekeeper who didn't like us, there was some bad blood between us, so she put out this rumor that I was pregnant, it's all a big lie, we own Lozinsa. Okay, and now the time for the wedding's coming up, and Mr. Cohen wants to know, can I marry my fiancé? Initially, and again, so what do you have? You have the families claiming that the old housekeeper who wanted a raise and they didn't get the raise they want started spread rumors that this Kala became pregnant from someone else, and the family's denying it, and the chassan just hears this rumor that his Kala had been pregnant. I don't know what happened with whether the baby was born or not. Let's assume the baby wasn't born. Let's assume there was a rumor that his Kala had been pregnant. And it definitely wasn't him. So could the Kohen continue with this Shidduch and go ahead and marry her? What a terrible Shiloh. If you're mad, like, this is a real person, there's a real boy, a real girl, there's a real Shiloh. So how did the Chasam Sofer deal with this Shiloh? V'herich Sham B'inyan Kushis Hachra. One second, sorry. The Chasam Sofer had to deal with the stira, with the questions that we just asked. We just had two sifim in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not a rumor about a girl should be accepted or not accepted, nafkamina should a kohen be allowed to marry her. We just saw it. We learned it. The problem is one Shulchan Aruch says we believe the rumor, the other says we don't believe the rumor. So the Chasam Sofer has to figure out how do we resolve these two Shulchan Aruch that are so one the other. And concludes the Chasam Sofer, Masa Dvadi Divri HaBach Nechonim, Dr. Jarrett, it's not just you, it's the Bach, and it's the Chasam Sofer. Dehasam Be'eshesish, V'hochamai Be'pnuya. So the Chasam Sofer assumes that the Bach's distinction between the two contradictory Shulchan Aruchs are correct, and by a single girl you don't believe rumors, by a Eshesish you do believe rumors. So therefore, in this story at least, where she was a single girl, we can reject the rumor and permit this young man, Mr. Cohen the Chassan, to go ahead with his shidduch. What about the one second? Okay, now you have to sort of. Now he's going to take things a step deeper. Now, if we pause for a second, according to the other resolution, not Dr. Jarrett's resolution, the Bach's resolution, that depends whether she was married or not, but rather it depends how strong the coal is. Is it a real strong coal, or is it a weak coal? So, is that a good chilek or not a good chilek? Is that a good svara or not a good svara? Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not a good svara, because how do you measure? How do you measure between, oh, that's a strong coal, everyone knows. Oh, that's just, no one knows about it. That's a small coal. There's rinun, which is more than a coal. Everyone knows about it. Just a few people know about it. That you can't make a chiluk in halacha if there's no objective, measurable way to define or distinguish. You can't say big and small. If you want to tell me, a million of people know about it, or less than a million people now know about it, two people know about it, or more than two, you can't just say this is something that everyone knows, and that's something that's not so everyone knows. We don't have that kind of chiluk in halacha. Now, this shaila that we have is a little more complicated, though, because here we don't just have a rumor that a woman was hanging out with a guy. Here we have a rumor that this woman was pregnant. Now, you can only become pregnant in one way. I don't need to explain myself. A kiss on the lips doesn't make anyone pregnant. And hanging out with somebody, behind the hot dog stand in the amusement park doesn't make somebody pregnant. There's only one way to become pregnant. And therefore, if indeed she was become pregnant, we can't just say, oh, they just saw pretzels. If somebody saw that she was pregnant, that's more than pretzels. That's going to be a problem. So says the Chasam Sofer, v'hashta benidon didon, in our situation that he's dealing with this single, this chasen and kala, the avogav de pnuyhi, v'iyot hashem mezana, if it was just that there was a rumor that she was acting inappropriately with another guy, okay, hayinu tolim b'pritzas b'yama, v'lo yinu choshishim, even if it was a big rumor, a very widespread rumor, we'd still discount it and throw it out because, okay, it was pretzels. The problem is here we have a more complicated situation. That's all nice and dandy. But look what I underline. Achacha. But in this situation that we're handling, shehakol hi shenis abra v'yalda, that she actually became pregnant and I guess gave birth, you can't just say that she was, she wasn't Shomer Negia. I'm saying this was serious. And if that's the case, that she, this rumor says that she was pregnant, then if the kol was really, even though she's single, remember, the Chazal says, I think the real pshat is that it depends if you're single or married. But even if you're single, if everyone holds, and it's clear to Beis Din that you probably it probably was true. I'm not sure how that happens. She should marry a Kohen. But is this the Chatchila? And how does Kol start? So comes the Chasam Sofer and says, I'm going to save this Kala. Beis Din Bezin has to clarify, is this a true call or not a true call? Because after all, Shakol Haleidi Yotza Yedei Arolis, Achas. It was the housekeeper who was the source for this whole rumor. And if that's the case, we're going to just throw it away and let her get married L'chatchila. Is this L'chatchila or B'dievet, Rabosai? She's not married yet, but she is engaged. Is that L'chatchila? Do we say, you're not married, so go find yourself a non-coin? Or do we say, you have a shidduch here. Don't break the shidduch. Mikolakom hacha shekfar niskasha b'shidduchim. And we know that when you write your tanam, if one of them parties breaks up the shidduch, there could be a lot of money at stake when you do the tanam. I mean, we don't do that. Uknosos ugdola busha hava.
We certainly do it today. I know, right. Okay, $35,000 because the chos had no good reason. And to restore his reputation, his family had to pay the kala because it was a busha of the kala.
Wow.
It was a Brooklyn shidduch.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I know.
I guess that's the Gare side of the family.
Well, it was Brooklyn.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but that's exactly what it says. A busha, have a kamo eshesish b'inyan acher. Okay, so he's trying to say that what we're going to do is the following. Look at this, almost middle ground that the Chasam Sofer is going to try to... He's balancing a situation. Again, if she did live with this guy, and the Kohen is going to marry her, the Kohen will be married to her in sin for his whole life. On the other hand, we can't really believe it. But on the other hand, we don't know. Is it true or not true? The Chasam Sofer doesn't know. He's not a Navi. He's Karov the Navi, but he's not a Navi. Mekom nirali, tetzorach lahazios ha-Kohen. We have to take this Chasam into the rabbi's office, sit him down and make him a little bit scared. You're going to be in a very difficult situation, my dear Mr. Cohn. You're going to take this woman as a wife and you're going to spend the first night with her. And if you find indeed that it's mamash, a real Pesach Pasuach, what do you mean? People don't know it's a Pesach Pasuach. Delfinis Diadaiti says the Chasam Sofer, Pesach Pasuch, I deleida afil pony baki. Even a single boy who was never with a woman would be able to tell that a woman who he's with had given birth. That, the Chasam Sofer assumes, that even a single boy who for the first time is with a woman should be able to figure out. So he's going to have to tell the boy, Mr. Cohn, you could marry her. just keep in mind, if you'll be with her for that first time, the first night, and you find that it's mamish pesach pasua to the extent that it's that she probably had a baby before, then you'll have to have a one-night marriage and then divorce her. And not only that, then you sit the kala in the room. The rabbi invites the kala for a conversation. If you know, if you know that you did something wrong, please don't get into this relationship. You know what you could also do? Now remember, the family knows. The family knows whether she was pregnant. Did the family deal with their daughter and try to cover up this pregnancy and kept her inside for a few months because they knew what was happening or not? So you know what the community could do? The rabbis could set up a cherem in front of the family and say, we're putting on a cherem for anyone who's being machshil, you know, if you're knowingly and wittingly allowing this Kohen to marry anyone who he's not supposed to be marrying. So you put a little pressure on the family to be honest. So what we have here is a fascinating psak, a fascinating model of psak, that the Chasov Sofer is stuck between two very difficult situations. Neither of them is a good option. One option is you have to break up the shidduch, and the other option is you let them live be'isser. Neither is a good option. And he doesn't know what, and so he says, Mikra hadin et mutter. He comes out lahakel because she's a pnuya. And though he takes for more seriously the resolution of the shtir and the Shulchan Aruch as whether you're a pnuya or a neshes ish. But he puts in so many safeguards to try to still hopefully get to the truth. What's that?
The Chasam Sofer has a very few interesting psaks that are based on these kind of situations, like what the Rav was saying before. If your wife takes off a shetel and changes her dress about giving a get, he didn't say that you have to give a get.
Okay, yeah, those are, you know, he was very again, he had all the world's shilas coming to.
Very interesting time. He was fighting the maskilim, so I guess, you know, he looked at the real situation, what was going on.
Right. Right. Okay. So I think we're going to stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, next week we're going to do a very serious simon, and it's going to relate to a shayla that I didn't receive. I mentioned it, a shayla that I once heard came to Rav Schechter's desk about a woman who was a single girl who was attacked, and the question was, who was the attacker? Was he a Jew or not a Jew? And that would, it was in Eretz Yisrael, and that would determine if she has to have on her resume in small letters, I can't go out with the Kohen. Because if indeed she was attacked by a Gentile, then she has a din of a zona, and she's not going to be able to marry a Kohen. That will be next week's shir.
I'm going to take a leave of absence already. My son just had a boy.
Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. So you have a bris next week?
Well, I hope so,
Matt. Shatam Slachas, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Shvizachal, Achnis, Rishal, Vitavis, Malagal, Telechot, Maizen Tovim. So it should be a very important shir, Bez Hashem, to talk about a situation where a single girl is pregnant, and do we have to assume that she will ever be able to marry a Kohen or not? There was a situation in the community that most may not know about, but that this actually was a shaila, and now will this girl be able to be marry a Kohen or not? And if, you know, as things unfold, unfortunately, the terrible, terrible kinds of shailas. But that will be next week's Bez Hashem. Okay, thank you. I apologize for the